what are your thoughts on the increased commercialization of bow hunting and the rising cost of hunting through leases, higher outfitting costs, etc.?
Well, as I said before, I always hunt on my own if I can legally do it, and most of that on my own hunting is done on public land, and it's distressing to see a lot of formerly accessible private land being leased up, but I don't think there's any point in kicking about it, because that's just the way things are going. I mean, we could complain about it. We could say, boy, I wish I could get permission on the farm down the road to hunt whitetail deer like I did 20 years ago. But if you can't because an outfitter's got a lease or a sportsman's group's got a lease, that's just the way it is. So I frankly don't think about it too much. There's an awful lot of public land to hunt in the United States, particularly the western United States. There are quite a few properties in the world that can be accessed with an access fee to this day. And, you know, if you really love to hunt and want to put aside some money to get into properties like that, I think that's the way to go. Commercialization in general, I don't think is a bad thing. I was reading, and I won't mention any names, but I was reading an article the other day in a magazine about a fairly well-known bow hunter, the guy writing the article made a comment about refreshingly, that one of his paragraphs started refreshingly, this particular bow hunter is not in the commercial business of bow hunting. And yet, I believe it was on the same page, but certainly in the same article, this same writer said that this particular bow hunter was, his all-time hero in bow hunting was Fred Bear. And I kind of shut one eye and I stopped reading and I thought, now isn't that ironic? On the one hand, this writer's saying refreshingly this guy isn't commercializing the sport by being part of the industry, yet his number one hero is the guy who commercialized archery more than any other person, put archery on the map more than any other person by going out and getting liberal bow seasons in various states. And I was thinking, what's wrong with this thinking? Commercializing is not necessarily a bad thing. Without Fred Bear, who's my hero as well, going out and commercializing archery and selling great products and actively getting states to acknowledge the bow as a lethal hunting tool so seasons could be started and expanded, where would we be today? And I actually think that commercializing our sport has been the thing that's put our sport on the map. If nobody had ever commercialized it, we wouldn't have liberal bow seasons. We wouldn't have lobbying power of about 3 million bow hunters in this country to keep the anti-hunters at bay, et cetera.